With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Hot and muggy weather across much of the Midwest and Northern Plains. Forecasters say triple-digit readings and very high humidities will be the norm for the next several days. Meanwhile, Kaiser Permanente pulmonary critical care physician Laura Meyer says if you're going to be out in extremely hot weather, the time of the day and the clothes you wear can make a difference.
Go out earlier in the morning as opposed to the heat of the afternoon. The hottest hour tends to be 3-4 p.m. And just really trying to make sure you're wearing, light, loose clothing.
Tornado in the small town of Enderlin, North Dakota. Three people have been killed and a regional airport there heavily damaged. Hot air balloon has fallen after catching fire in Brazil. Eight people are dead, 13 others hurt. Palestinian activist Mahmoud Khalil has been released from federal immigration detention. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
The former Columbia University graduate student left a federal facility in Louisiana on Friday. Khalil was released after a federal judge ruled the government could not keep him detained. The Trump administration plans to appeal the release. The government says Khalil must be expelled from the country because his presence could harm American foreign policy.
It is a mighty show of force. Right now, no one knows exactly where they'll end up. B-2 bombers are being deployed now to Guam by President Trump, the massive aircraft from Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri. The deployment represents part of a much broader repositioning of U.S. military assets, not only toward the Middle East, but also parts of Europe. This is SRN News. Your pastor just might have yet another job.
According to numbers from the National Survey of Religious Leaders, 35% of all clergy in the U.S. are bivocational, meaning they hold down a second job to make ends meet. Amongst evangelical Protestants, nearly half of all pastors have a second job, compared to just 14% of Catholic and 11% of mainline Protestant clergy. Overall, the percentage of preachers who are bivocational is going up over time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Satanic Temple, Iowa, filing a complaint accusing state officials of discriminating against the group because of its members' religion, having denied them access to the state capitol building for a December holiday event. In 2023, the group's holiday observance garnered national attention after a Mississippi man destroyed the Iowa State House display depicting a life-size image of Satan. This is SRN News. Russia's economy minister going even further now, saying his country is headed for a recession.
Economy Minister Maxim Reshetnikov delivered the warning at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, designed to highlight the country's economic prowess and court foreign investors. Russian business news outlet RBC quoted the official as saying, "The numbers indicate cooling, but all our numbers are like a rear-view mirror. Judging by the way businesses currently feel, we're already, it seems to me, on the brink of a recession." Economists have warned of mounting pressure on the Russian economy due to lack of investment in sectors other than the military. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell to 245,000 last week. U.S. jobless claims, meanwhile, ticked down from 250,000 the week before. More details at srnnews.com.